So I want to just introduce the series we're going to be looking at throughout August. We're going to be looking at whole church worship in all of these August services. We're going to be using materials from Engage Worship, which is an organisation run by Sam and Sarah Hargreaves. And we've sung songs they've written before. We've used materials before. They've got some great resources. So we're really grateful that we're able to use their resources for these five services. And as you may have read in EBBC News, Simon's going to be leading the next four, where we're going to be looking at loving one another, upside down worship, which promises to be interesting, God's wonderful world, and healthy emotions. But to kick off this morning, we are going to be looking at diversity and unity as the body of Christ. And in the Bible passage that we're going to be looking at later, Paul writes about the different parts of the human body and all doing different things to make the body work. And although some of those body parts are a little bit weird, they're still important. And so it is with church. We're all different and some of us are a little bit weird. But we're all important to the makeup and the working of our church. No matter who we are, what we're good at, what we're not so good at, we're all important and part of God's family. We're all part of the body of Christ. We're all one in Jesus' name.
1 Corinthians 12:12-20, unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
Lovely. Thank you, Elizabeth. So the theme of this morning is unity and diversity in the body of Christ. And diversity, we're all different. And unity, we are at one with each other, which seem therefore to contradict each other. But as we've seen already, we are different in our likes and dislikes. And of course, we're different in ages, interests, how we look, how we speak. We have different gifts. But as the body song highlighted, we are one in our belief in Jesus. We are one with each other in our belief in Jesus. And it's this unity that should determine our attitude to our differences. And William Barclay wrote, "It is in him that all the varying and diverse parts find their unity." And it's interesting that sometimes people confuse unity with uniformity. So uniformity is about being the same. And as human beings, we like being with people that are like us. Same background, same interests, same ages, and so on. We like uniformity. In the workplace, people are often recruited because they'll fit in, because they're like everybody else. And so often in life, including at church, we fall into the same trap. We want to be with people who think like us, act like us, maybe even sing like us, not for all of us, but some of us. Look like us. But unfortunately, if people are different, they sometimes try to fit in with everyone else by pretending that they aren't different, that they are like everyone else. But of course, in doing so, they're not being true to themselves, nor are they being true to who God made them to be. And there are other unfortunate consequences of people being different. Sometimes people feel they are inferior, not worthy. Others sadly think they are superior. Cliques and groups can develop, can lead to people not sharing their gifts and their talents. And that's not how God wants it to be. and it's not how we should want it to be. In our reading, Paul was making the point that we are different, and that that is a good thing. He's also making the very important point that just as a body consists of different parts, all of which are vital to the healthy functioning of the body, so a church family consists of different people, all of whom are vital to the healthy functioning of the church. Again, William Barclay wrote, "A body is only healthy and efficient when each part of it is functioning perfectly," which you can restate as, "A church is only healthy and efficient when each part of it is functioning perfectly." And a principle that I have always upheld and promoted, particularly in professional life, is that we are all equally important. We just do different things. No matter what somebody's job is, what their role is, what their gifts are, what their age, their gender, everyone is equally important. The whole doesn't function without everyone doing their bit. And that same principle must apply at church. We are all equally important. We just do different things. And that means that we each bring our different gifts and talents, no matter how big or small they may be, to be used for the glory of God. Through that diversity, we become a stronger church. Just as God placed the parts of the body just as he wanted them to be, so God made us just as he wanted us, so that we could serve him and others with grace and humility. In Romans 12, verses 3 to 8, it says, "God has been kind to me so that I can serve him. Because of that, I say this to every one of you. Do not think that you are better than you really are. Instead, think about yourself carefully. Decide how much God has helped you to trust him. Then you will know how to serve him well. Each part of our body works in a different way, but all the parts belong to our one body. In the same way, we are many people, but we all belong to Christ like one body. We also belong to each other, like the different parts of one body belong to each other. God has been kind to us. He has given to each of us different gifts so that we can serve him. God helps some people to speak his messages clearly. Those people should trust God to tell them what to say. God helps some people to serve others. They should do that well. God helps some people to be able to teach others. Those people should teach well. If God has helped you to make others strong, then you should do that. If God has helped you to share your things with others, do that seriously. If God has helped you to be a leader, do that carefully. And if God has helped you to be kind to others, do that happily." And that sort of encompasses the message of this morning, in terms of God has made us who he wanted us to be so that we could do what it is he wants us to do. God has placed us here for a particular reason to do what he wants us to do. And we should embrace that. And if you just look again and just reflect a little bit on those verses 4 to 6 again. Each part of our body works in a different way, but all the parts belong to our one body. And it's this next bit. "In the same way, we are many people, but we all belong to Christ like one body. We also belong to each other, like the different parts of one body belong to each other. God has been kind to us. He has given to each of us different gifts so that we can serve him." So the message I would ask you to take away is, yes, we're different, but that's because God made us that way. And we must embrace who we are, but also we must embrace who others are, their similarities and their differences. And when we bring those differences together, when we bring all of our gifts and talents together, and essentially only when we bring all of our gifts and talents together, do we create a perfectly functioning body of Christ. As those words say, we are many people, but we all belong to Christ. We're going to say a short prayer together now, and I would just ask that on the bold type bits that you would join in with the words. Lord Jesus, make your body whole. God, you've put lots of people in this church. Help us to value our diversity, who we are and what we can offer. Show us how to be united in you. Lord Jesus,
make your body whole.
God, we see relationships in our world that are broken. People argue and ignore each other, not respecting differences and variety. Lord Jesus,
make your body
whole. God, your word says that if one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. In this moment, remind us of people and situations where there is suffering. So let's just pause for a moment to think of people that are suffering. Think of those situations where they're suffering. And in a time of quiet, give them to God. And now we say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.